This is a dictation for Mabel William, M-A-B-E-L-W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. Date of service is 12-7-2022. Date of birth, 12-21-1943. Miss Babel is coming here for a severe pain in her both knees and left shoulder. The knees are swollen and severe arthritis can be seen from a distance. Pain remains at 8 with the extreme difficulty in walking, less than a block, or even half a block, sorry, without pain. The patient reports that ADLs are gravely affected to the tune of 8, especially involving general activity, walking ability at 9, sleep is 10, and interrelationship with other people is 8, and mood is affected 7. 70% pain is reported relief with all the treatment that she's been given. She's doing physical therapy as well. In the system review, there is no symptoms in neurology and psych, no anxiety, depression, panic, no headaches, no dizziness, vertigo, no balance problem, vision problem, or any memory problem, no confusion, disorientation. In the pain and numbness, patient reports pain in both the knees and the left shoulder and stiffness in these areas. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that pain level has been improving, and especially because of the pain medication. And there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Norco and Tylenol codeine. Substance abuse, none is reported. So compliance history, patient reports full compliance with the pain medication regimen. The physical examination will be as follows. The blood pressure is 159/63, pulse is 59, pulse ox is 100, and the rest of the exam is from 11/30/2022, dictation number 1201-009, along with diagnosis. Plan is to do an intra-articular injection of both knees to bring some relief for her. The MRIs were reviewed, and it was discovered that she has a lot of issues in her MRIs, which includes severe compartment bone attrition, cartilage loss, as well as meniscus involvement and large effusion bilaterally. In the right knee, there is a severe medial and lateral meniscus tearing, while on the left knee, there is a severe bone-on-bone. But she had a meniscectomy in this joint on the left knee a while ago, and there is an ACL degeneration. And left shoulder MRI report was not available. This report was discussed with the patient today. Hence, the injection has been advised. The medication-wise, patient is provided with Voltaren gel 3%, 100 gram daily, and lidocaine gel 5% daily to apply on the painful area. Narco 5 milligram over 325 once a day is provided, 30 tablets for further pain relief. The patient will receive 4 to 6 injections to the knee and every other month away, and then bring some relief for her. Thank you. She may need to see a surgeon, and she has been advised about it to go to an orthopedic surgeon. She'll be referred one. Thank you.